If you eat something that doesn't agree with you and you can't hold it down, you say you have to...
What? You have to colic.
Well, I was thinking more...
You have to vomit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that what you always call
it? Yes, that's what we used to, and the kid, we'd call it, that there kid's out there puking.
Uh-huh. It's strange how kids can do that.
That's right.
Come right in and want to eat.
Yeah, that's right.
Good digestion. And if someone has to do that, you say he's what?
Say he's sick.
How?
That fellow's sick at his stomach.
Uh-huh.
Something to that effect.
What would you do to your children if they deliberately disobeyed you?
Well,
what would you tell them you'd do?
Tell them we'd go and thrash them.
Huh?
Give them a paddling or something if they didn't do so and so. And that's a good idea. That way you keep them. Well, a lot of these people I don't know anymore.
And if a boy goes to see a girl and takes her flowers and candy and things like that, you say he's...
That boy is getting awful thick with that girl or something to that effect.
And he is her...
Yeah, her sweetheart.
And she is his.
Yeah, that's right.
Is she his sweetheart?
Yes, that's right.
Well, if you ask her tomorrow, you're going to be so well. If you ask her to marry him, and she says she'll do it,
Then you're engaged then.
Is there any special term for him then?
No, nothing.
He's still a sweetheart.
Though. That's right. They're engaged, but they're not supposed to have any dates with any other parties on either side then.
Yeah. And if she says she won't marry him, then you'd say she did what?
Says she jetted that old boy. Turn it down. Yes, ma'am.
And the girl who stands up with a bride?
She's called a bridesmaid.
And after the wedding, did they have a parade around the house with horns and tarts?
That's what we call shiveries. Go the next night when they catch them going to bed a little while, maybe going to sleep, and I've been to them where there'd be 50 or 75 this guns and this shooting balls and old plows and desk and anything, an old circle saw, and hit on it with a hammer, and just to make rackets, you know. That used to be a while ago, and now then it's quite a little different. If a wedding, you want to go and entertain them that way, well, you just go right in, bold a whole bunch, you know, and entertain them that way. You used to slip around, you know, and wait till they'd get to bed. Oh, yes.
Were they supposed to ask in for a sign?
Yes, after you. If found so long that they don't show up, you go to rubbing your guns up and down the side of the house and just making them think you're going to tear the house down and last you to come in there. And always supposed to have treats for you, you know. There's a rule, a man always has cigars and a woman candy.
Uh-huh.
Or something like that. She gives the candy to the women and cigars to the men. It's got so there's so many women smoke now. You know, I always thought it is sure enough wrong for a woman to smoke. I always tell them I thought they was too nice to smoke. Well, I do now. No,
my wife smokes, but she's pretty good. She'll get a pack of cigarettes and it'll last her about 3 weeks.
Well, she don't smoke too much. I don't know. I always thought a woman ought to smoke. Some people tell you they have the same right as a man.
When they get that smoke in their hand, it's not like those cigarettes.
Well, it is another thing. Mess around there nursing their baby and smoking the one. I don't think it's a good thing at all. I think it's worse for a woman to smoke than it is for a man. However, I don't think anybody really ought to smoke. It's hard on you, more or less.
Yeah.
No question about it.
Well, I agree with you.
Yeah, it's hard on you, more or less.
If I don't smoke, I chew gum, as I'm doing now.
Well, lots of times I do. When I was quit that.
You like some gum?